You guys, I just got a call from someone the other day who told me that they wanted to start a marketing agency because it would be an easy 7 figures. I do not have enough laughs in my belly, but I'm not going to cry about it. I just have to laugh. I can't believe it. It's so wrong. It's so wrong. I'm going to tell you why. Cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, I am here actually with my, would you say, you know how sometimes people can be engaged to be engaged? It sounds so weird. No, Dustin Hart and I are not in a romantic relationship. We are in a business relationship. We are, would it be partnered to be partners?
I guess. If you have to put a label on it.
There has to be a label on it. So will you accept this promise? Contract, not promise ring. No, I'm just kidding. Anyways, I'm here with Dustin Hart. He is amazing. He is my right-hand man inside of the agency. Kicks butt, understands everything. It's just, it's awesome working with you, Dustin.
Same. It is amazing what we get to do every day.
Seriously. So the other day, I got a funny call that I shared with you about someone talking about how they wanted to start an agency, a marketing agency, because it would be an easy 7 figures.
Speak up. Yeah, you know, that couldn't be any further from the truth. I think, like, you know, in the current landscape of the digital marketing world and what we're doing and trying to accomplish, like, you know, it's easy to look around and look at everybody that's having success, or at least the successes they're posting about, and, you know, think that that's just an easy land grab for money and revenue. And, you know, although there are definitely opportunities to make a lot of money in this space, it is anything but easy.
Seriously. It was really funny because, and it's not funny, it's interesting because human nature makes us all want to find the easiest path to $1 million. And I've got a massive news flash for anyone. Marketing agencies, well, first let's just start with business in general. Making $1 million is never going to be easy. Never. But let's talk for a second about marketing agencies in particular. What would you say for someone who says, like, I want to start a marketing agency because it's going to be easy? We just talked about this morning, so I'm excited for you to share.
I mean, my answer to that would honestly, if they wanted to do it because they think it's going to be easy, first of all, my first direction would be to deter them from starting it to begin with. You know, we, you know, obviously we're in business for a reason, and yes, we exist to make money. Newsflash, every business in the world exists to make money, and if you don't care about making money and you're in business, either A, you shouldn't be in business, or you're lying. That's just my opinion. But we also care a great amount about the clients that we serve on a daily basis, and you know, a lot of times I think that that's what keeps us going. We have a heart, we have a passion for helping other entrepreneurs get their message and their service and their products out into the world. And that's what we're passionate about. So on the days that it's not easy, don't get me wrong, like, some of the days are easier than others and we have a lot of fun, and especially with our team. But on the hard days, that's what keeps me going. And I think I could speak for Rachel and our team as well. You know, what keeps us going most of the time is just knowing that we're helping other people find a voice in the marketplace that they might not be able to find otherwise. But it is building a service-based business is one of the hardest things you could possibly do when you're trying to go the entrepreneurial route.
I love that you shared that. I think this is really important because a lot of people assume, oh, marketing agency must be easy. And this is what I shared earlier on our call today with the agency. It is not easy. It's one of the most challenging business models that you can possibly set up. If I were looking to build something easy, I would literally build an information curriculum online where I'm teaching people something. And I would actually work with all affiliates so I didn't have to handle any fulfillment. And my only job was to bring in traffic, grow my list, and offer them the affiliate offers. That would honestly be one of the easier things. It would still be a lot of work and a lot of commitment and consistency. But agency life is not the drama. It is not the glamorous thing that most people think that it is. We all assume it's, you know, penthouse suite office with floor-to-ceiling windows, and we all walk in and we're all sipping our mocha lattes. And I can't even have mocha. I can't even have a latte, Dustin, because I am on strict dietary needs based on the custom program I got from Christy Code Red. But it's not glamorous. It's a lot of communication. Basically, when you work in an agency, one of the things that you have to do is care about your clients' businesses like it's your own. And that means that there's extra care and compassion and empathy and understanding and dedication that happens every single day. So I think this might be enlightening for some people. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so too. You know, and the other side of the coin is knowing that there's a difference between being able to build a business and sustain it and build a legitimate company and being good at a craft, right? Like Rachel and I both happen to be good at, you know, running paid traffic and putting together strategies for social media and email marketing and everything digital marketing, right? We're good at that. The harder part, though, is if you want to scale a service agency, the only thing you can do is grow your team and build that. And that's the harder part, right? Like finding those players to come onto your team who are just as good, if not better, and as passionate as you are about the thing. And getting those people trained in and making sure that that's all going smooth. Like, that's the hard part about what we do, right? You know, just be encouraged if this is the path that you want to go down, and just know, like, it's a whole lot of fun, but it is certainly not easy.
I love it. Well, this has been an awesome episode of Social Media Secrets on the Road. We'll catch you on the next episode. See you later. This episode of Social Media Secrets was brought to you by Social Media United, the leading online university for social media managers to learn how to gain clients, gain freedom, and gain an entire community of people who have their back. To claim your $1 trial for 7 days, go to www.smutrial.com. You won't regret it. I can't wait to see you inside.